Well, welcome everybody. Thanks for chiming in for this podcast again for our week of prayer. We are focusing this week on the commission of Acts 1:8, that we be Christ's witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and even to the ends of the earth. And so we're looking at the ways in which people, ministries here at Covenant Life are engaging that mission. And we're trying to get behind that in prayer together. And one of the ways we want to do that is just through these podcast interviews so that you can hear more about what's happening and really engage it thoughtfully in prayer. So to that end, I'm so excited to have Pam Wilbur here. Hi, Pam. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming. So you have a family. You're married to
Steve.
And you have a graduate.
Yep. My son Samuel is graduating in June.
Wow. And how long have you all been at Covenant Life now?
I've been here 30 years.
Wow.
Met my husband here.
Wow.
Married him here.
Wow.
Had my child here.
Hey, you've done pretty well for yourself here.
Yeah.
You have been leading our ESOL ministry for how long now?
I've been on the leadership team, I think, 2014.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. It started the year before that.
Okay.
And I joined the leadership team in 2014 and became a staff member in 2017.
Well, I just think this is such a strategic and incredible ministry. I wish I had a better adjective than incredible, but I just think it meets such a significant need. It's an incredible way that we not only ask folks in our community to sort of come to us, but we step out and go to them and engage them where they are. So, but I want to back up a minute, and let's just assume the folks who've clicked in today have no idea what we mean when we talk about ESOL. Can you just explain, okay, you know, what is this? What are we doing?
So ESOL is an acronym. It means English for speakers of other languages. Covenant Life has a history of teaching English classes, about a 15-year history. The first period of time they taught here in the church building, and since 2013, members of Covenant Life have been teaching English classes to recent immigrants at Southlake Elementary School.
Huh.
They got started, it was small,
uh-huh.
Four classes,
huh.
40 students, huh. 10 volunteers.
Huh.
In the year before the COVID closed everything down, we had 50 volunteers and about 300 students.
Wow, wow. And that was happening, those classes are happening at Southlake Elementary School. So, Pam, could you talk a little bit about why we do this? So what's the need in our community,
yeah.
Right?
The need is great, great, great. Montgomery County is a very, very unique place.
Mm.
About 40% of the people in Montgomery County don't speak English at home.
Wow.
And about 130,000 people, so that would be about 13% of the population, don't speak English well enough
Wow.
to succeed in
Hmm.
the county.
Hmm.
There are almost no other places in the country
Wow.
statistics that are similar to that.
And I think if you're not in that place, it's easy to just kind of go about your life in this community and not really think about what a significant thing it is to come here and try to just do daily life without that fundamental ability to communicate.
Yeah, and you know, the people of Covenant Life, you know, a lot of them don't have the opportunity to interact with, you know,
right.
the community of people who are not English speakers.
Right, right.
We had several women in the church who had a vision
hmm.
to reach out in this way. They hmm. were English teachers themselves, and had a relationship with the people at, one of them had a relationship with the people at South Lake. So
hmm.
they proposed and the leadership of the church agreed that
hmm.
this would be a great way for Covenant Life to engage the community.
Yeah.
And it's grown and grown ever since.
Well, and it seems like it's something that, and it's not only a need we've recognized, but really the county, right?
Mm-hmm.
Collectively has recognized this is a need. This is something we need people to help us with. And so they've provided resources and things to get other people in the county to help do this, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Our English program receives a grant. It has for the last 5 years, a small grant, but a grant that's significant, to help fund our English program.
Yeah.
They see, the county views the English education and literacy as one of the highest priorities for the county. It helps people to get better jobs, helps their children in school if their parents can interact with the schools. It helps alleviate poverty.
Wow.
So there's a lot of motivation for the county to help fund programs that teach English, and we have the privilege of being one of the programs that receives a small amount of money from the county.
That's great. So you mentioned that these classes are currently happening at South Lake Elementary School. Maybe tell us a little bit about that school or that community and why there.
I think the original reason that Covenant Life got involved there was because of relationships.
Yeah.
But the community itself, the school is 80% free and reduced lunch. So it's a high poverty school, a Title I school. About 50% of the kids receive ESOL classes because they come from homes where they don't speak English at home. So 50% ESOL families and 80% free and reduced lunch families.
Wow.
There's a great need to help them succeed, you know, help the parents of the students succeed as well as the students themselves. So really, Covenant Life and the dozens and dozens of volunteers who have served there are doing something really tremendous for that community.
Yeah.
And for our own community, you
know,
we live here with them.
Right.
And we're helping them succeed, you know, like we, I use the verse from Jeremiah 29, you know, if we're to be a blessing to the community because we ourselves will be blessed.
Yeah.
I've seen
That's
that,
good.
You know, I've seen that happen.
Yeah.
Being a blessing and God blesses us.
Absolutely. Yeah, I just think that's huge. I mean, not only do we have the proximity, right? I mean, this place is really not far from where you and I are sitting right now here in our building, but also in a county that's acknowledged, this is one of the most significant needs. Of all the places within that county, the school community is one of the places within it that has the highest need, right? So it's kind of really, really the kind of center of the bullseye in many ways of where that need lies is in our back door. And so, you know, this ministry there just seems so strategic. So I would love to hear, you know, what it's been like more recently. This has been a tough year to try to do anything, right? So maybe let us in on what that's been like. And then just any ways, you know, even in a year like that, you've seen God at work.
So in the spring of 2020, when everybody had to shut down, we, of course, did as well. We met in a public school and they closed suddenly. You know, one day they said, we're closing. And so our program closed. In the weeks following that, you know, the agency that gives our program a grant was encouraging their groups to try to online classes. And at first I wondered, you know, everybody who serves with me is a volunteer.
Right.
How will this go? And will they be willing? But they're a great group. And so after talking and considering and trying to educate ourselves, we were able to continue with 5 classes online. We finished out the school year. We do not teach in the summer, so when fall came around and it looked like we were in the same position, I asked everybody who had taught online in the spring if they would be willing to continue, and I was so impressed with them that they all said yes. They most recently, just in the last couple of weeks, finished a whole year of teaching English online.
Wow.
We do 3 terms, so they did three terms of trying to educate people on how to use Zoom.
Yeah, right.
Try to do presentations that make sense, try to engage in conversation with people who don't speak English very well.
Right. Well, and it's easy to take all that for granted now because we've been doing it for a year. But if you can kind of take yourself back to, you know, whatever that was, March of last year, a lot of us had no clue what Zoom was or, you know, we weren't doing video conferencing all that much. And to take volunteers who'd been serving in a certain way for so long and then make that pivot, that seems like a pretty significant change.
Yeah, it was a big change. And not to ding my volunteers, but... You know, the majority of them are my age or older.
Right.
So I'm in my 50s. And, you know, the embrace of technology, you know, when you reach a certain age, you have to choose to embrace technology.
Right.
And I was impressed with everyone.
Yeah.
You know, I had one couple who, when I first brought it up, they're like, no way, I'm doing this. But as soon as they... educated themselves and watched videos and became interested.
Yeah.
They were the most enthusiastic.
That's great.
In
That's
the end.
Great.
And in fact, they're teaching still, even though we've finished our course for the year.
Wow.
They've decided to continue with their class.
Wow.
Through the summer.
That's awesome.
With the students that they've been working with.
Well, it's amazing to see. I mean, when you really have a heart for people and a heart for what you're doing, people have a remarkable ability to just figure it out, don't they?
Yeah.
That's amazing. So, what now? I mean, I know you've got some other challenges that might be ahead of you there. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about what you're trying to do as you go into next year.
Well, we're in a big, gray, foggy area.
Yeah.
It's not clear yet if the county will allow outside groups to use the school facilities.
Mm.
As of when I'm talking to you, the answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
They're not letting other groups use the schools for the safety of the staff and the students. But there's a fair amount of time between now and September, and I'm told that they'll make a decision in the summer.
Okay.
If we can't meet at South Lake, my plan is to meet here in the church building.
Okay.
And we will need volunteers and people who want to help.
Mm-hmm.
So I...
Hint, hint. Yeah, very subtle. I see. Yeah. That's great. That's great. Well, obviously the theme of what we're trying to do this week is pray. And so I, you know, for everyone who's listening in our church, we want to spend a few minutes right now just really getting behind Esau together in prayer. Mm-hmm. So how would you have us pray?
Oh, that's a very big question.
Yeah.
And I could probably list 10 things that we need. But I guess I'll concentrate on the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the teaching English, you know, doesn't exist in a vacuum. We are Christians, and we teach English as Christians in the community. We're very clear and straightforward about who we are and where we come from. And part of that is, you know, the sharing of our lives and our belief in the gospel of Jesus. So my teachers have opportunities to share, you know, the hope that's in them.
Yeah.
I would ask, I guess, that the church would pray for more of those opportunities.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen some interesting stories. We had a student come from a country that's unreached by the gospel. I won't really get too specific, but she came to our class, and it turned out she already knew someone who was teaching, who spoke her language.
Wow, no kidding.
And somebody from Covenant Life Church, she returned to her country of origin, but is still participating in... class online. And her teacher told me recently that she believes that she's now a Christian.
Wow.
And it,
praise God.
You know, it's an exciting story and encouraging to me. So I, you know, that was would be our big prayer.
Yeah.
The prayer that
you
know, motivates all my volunteers.
Absolutely. That's
you know,
great.
We also have practical needs. Of course, we need volunteers and the program has shrunk in number because of COVID for various reasons and various people's needs.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be recruiting volunteers in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
we need clarity on, you know, how will we organize ourselves with so much uncertainty? And what we would like to have wisdom to make right decisions so that the program is not dragged down by COVID, but is strengthened in some way. That, you know, that would be my...
No, that's good.
My hope.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I want to take a minute right now and just pray together with you. If you're listening and want to turn me off for a minute and just pray yourself right where you are at home or in the car or wherever you might be, or you can join in with me and just amen along with me. But let's pray. Father, I thank you for the ways that you have been using this ministry to meet the practical needs of our community for years now. And Lord, the ways that you've not only done that, as wonderful as that is in and of itself, especially in this community, but Lord, the ways that you have also then expanded the reach of the gospel through these volunteers. Lord, thank you for the story that Pam just shared of someone coming from a place that physically is unreached with the gospel, as best we can tell, who was here and had their need, practical need for English met. And then through the relationship developed, heard the gospel, and seems to be a follower of Jesus today. Oh God, we thank you for what you've done there. And we pray that that story would be repeated and increase 100-fold in the days to come. Father, I pray that you would be with the teachers even now who, Lord, are teaching, who have wrapped up this recent teaching year and the relationships that have been developed there, that they would be ongoing. And that, Father, you would make not only those volunteers, but our entire church family an increasingly welcome environment for those people as they begin to explore what the gospel means. Father, we pray for the year that's coming. Lord, as there is much uncertainty, it seems, Lord, for across the board, but perhaps for Esau especially, Lord, we pray for wisdom, especially for Pam and the other leaders. To know how they can organize and run this ministry in the year to come, as they try to sort out where they can be and whether they will need to be online and all those various needs. God, we pray that you would give them wisdom, that you would, Lord, provide for them in every way. And God, I pray that even now, as folks may be hearing this, that you would, by your Spirit, just cause faith to rise in the hearts of some. To participate, and that they would serve as volunteers this next year as a way they can help not only hear about and pray for this Acts 1-8 commission, but ways that they themselves can engage in it. Lord, would you bring more volunteers who would have a heart to reach these students who can serve and bring the gospel to them? Lord, we look forward to what you're going to do in Esau in whatever place it may be, whatever context it may happen through. God, we trust that you will use it in this coming year for those purposes. And so we ask that you would fill each one with your Holy Spirit as they lead, fill Pam as she leads in this coming year, and cause the gospel to go forward in ways that now we couldn't even ask or imagine. And we entrust it to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Since I'm given the opportunity, I always want to thank the volunteers, the SOL volunteers.
Yeah.
We have some who've been serving for 10 years.
Yeah.
Young people, older people. Mm-hmm. It's been a gift to serve with them. And
amen.
Just want to say thank you in this context.
And often serving in secret.
Yes.
Yeah.
Many of them.
Yeah. Thank you, volunteers. We love you. Appreciate you.